Artemis Fowl, The Eternity Code, by Owen Colfer. Read by Nathaniel Parker. Prologue. Excerpt from Artemis Fowl's diary, Disc 2, encrypted. For the past 2 years, my business enterprises have thrived without parental interference. In this time, I have sold the pyramids to a Western businessman, forged and auctioned off the lost diaries of Leonardo da Vinci, and separated the fairy people from a large portion of their precious gold. But my freedom to plot is almost at an end. As I write, my father lies in a hospital bed in Helsinki, where he recovers after a 2-year imprisonment by the Russian mafia. He is still unconscious following his ordeal, but he will awaken soon and retake control of the Fowl finances. With two parents resident in Fowl Manor, it'll be impossible for me to conduct my various illegal ventures undetected. Previously, this would not have been a problem, as my father was a bigger crook than me, but Mother is determined that the Fowls are going straight. However, there is time for one last job, something that my mother would not approve of. I don't think the fairy folk would like it much either, so I shall not tell them. Part 1. Attack. Chapter 1. The Cube. Enfin, Knightsbridge, London. Artemis Fowl was almost content. His father would be discharged from Helsinki's University Hospital any day now. He himself was looking forward to a delicious lunch at Enfin, a London seafood restaurant, and his business contact should arrive any moment.